What up?
Chilling.
Hi.
What's going on?
We're back supporting the Jaguars again.
Yeah, I'm back on the train. What's the broke bag? I wish I knew how to quit you. Yeah, I really do. It's hard. At least I got baseball coming up, and I'm good in baseball. So
the Braves, Mariners?
Look at you. No, you're right. The Braves.
But does Florida have
the Miami Marlins, and you got
Marlins. I said Mariners. My bad.
The Tampa Rays, but
were they always in Miami?
Yeah, but to be fair, Miami is 6 hours just like Atlanta, and the Braves are always better. So, I mean, as a kid, they used to be on TBS every weekend, or all the time, actually. So that's why I grew up watching, thank God, because I would hate being a Miami Marlins fan. The Rays aren't bad, but that's a whole other story that y'all probably don't care about. These niggas talking out of their neck. Don't put no coughing out of your mouth. I'm way too paranoid for a threat. Hey, let's get it, bro. DOT, the money, power, respect. The last one is better. Say yes, a lot of goofies with a check. I mean, I hold them sentiments symbolic. My temperament bipolar, I choose violence. Okay, let's get it up. It's time for him to prove that he's a problem. Niggas clicking up, but pay not be legit. No 40 water, tell him. Yeah, get up with me. Fuck sneak this and first person shooter. I hope they came with 3 switches. I crash out like fuck rap. This Melly Mel if I had to. Got 2 T's with me. I'm snatching chains and burning tattoos. It's up. Lost too many soldiers not to play it safe. If he walk around with that stick, it ain't Andre DK. Think I won't drop the location. I still got PTSD. Motherfuck the big 3. Nigga, it's just big me. Nigga, bum. Welcome to Edit That Out, where we always leave it in. I'm your host, and with me, as always, are my 2 favorite co-hosts. Let's start with the man, the backbone of the podcast. I switched that up because usually Jamel is, but we'll say the backbone of the podcast for him. Juwan, how are you doing on this Monday?
I'm mighty fine in yourself, sir.
I'm glad you asked. I did not think you would ask me. I am fucking flying. I did get a nap this evening, thank God. So I am great, but let's go to the light-skinned portion of the pod. Jamel, how are you doing on this wonderful Monday?
I am doing fantastically well. If you can tell, I'm not coughing as much.
That's much? So you still got fantastic. The shit, but less of the shit.
Yes, I still, you know.
My goddaughter's doing good.
Who?
My goddaughter. She had a birthday.
Okay, so we're just going to keep with the jokes over facts, right? Okay. She's doing great.
Or facts over facts.
Whatever. She's great. She's great. She's okay. Yeah, listeners. My youngest had a birthday this week, and she's 4.
Happy birthday!
Happy birthday, little 4-year-old. And then I tell you, it was unicorned out. So much unicorn stuff.
That's also here, but I'm fat, so I'm gonna go straight to the food. So we talked about, you posted about Red Lobster, and there's a lot of beef on the Red Lobster biscuits. Thoughts on the biscuits as a whole?
Are you serious? Is this a serious question?
Yes, at least in my algorithm.
They are delicious.
Yes, well, there's been some shade that Olive Garden and Red Lobster have slipped on their bread making skills, and now the Cheesecake Factory and Texas Roadhouse are superior. Now, I myself have never been.
Fuck the big 3, nigga. It's just Red Lobster, okay?
It's just Big B.
Big B, okay?
Okay. So they still as good as ever, because I was...
Yeah, absolutely. And it was so cute. Okay, so listeners, y'all didn't know, because y'all didn't pay to follow me on Facebook. So what happened was...
That dollar a month comes in handy.
So what I said this weekend, I was talking to my daughter, and I was just like, hey, so, you know, whatever you want to eat for your birthday, you got it. I'll cook if you want, or if you want to go out to a restaurant, we can do that. What do you want to eat? And she said, Cheddar Bay biscuits. And Trey and I were like... Okay, let's do it.
Don't threaten me with a good time.
My 5-year-old had 4 biscuits.
Oh, she was feeling it.
That's right.
She barely ate lunch just because.
I ain't here to eat nothing but biscuits.
She was just right. She like when she found out we were going, she refused to eat lunch. She just had like a pack of fruit snacks and maybe some applesauce.
Excuse me. What flavor fruit snack?
It's the Mott's fruit snacks. They're like all different flavors. No.
Well, that's abuse, but we'll talk about that off pod.
What?
That is what,
you talking about Welch's? Because my 4-year-old likes Welch's. My 5-year-old likes Mott's. It's
Mott's. I feel like Mott's sponsor us Mott's, and then I'll talk positive about your
oh my god
fruit snacks. In other any other case, I'd rather they have the texture of Gushers, and I don't like the texture of Gushers, but I'd rather eat a Gushers than a Mott's.
Yeah, Gushers. I have a love and hate relationship with Gushers. I don't like when like
things blow in your mouth.
I didn't want to say it like no Diddy, but I'm just saying.
Whoa.
A lot has happened since we last talked to you, listeners.
Right. Is that the breaking news that you were referring to?
That is the breaking news I was referring to.
No, no, no. Juwan, knock it out.
Okay, so apparently, early, I don't know if it happened in the morning or afternoon, but the breaking news was that Diddy's two of his houses, Miami and LA, got raided by Homeland Security. The feds, nigga. The feds.
I don't know if he was fresh as hell either.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, apparently he wasn't there, but they did take into custody Justin and was it King?
Christian.
Christian calls mm-hmm. him. Christian and Justin.
Yeah, his children? Was,
yes.
Yes.
They arrested them?
Yes.
They detained them. I don't think they arrested them.
Yeah.
Well, they can do that. So if I do something or they think I did something, mm-hmm. they will detain my family.
The only reason I think that they might have done something is because they were carted off in handcuffs.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, and they
don't like
that escalated quiz. I had not read this story.
Like if you
this saw, happened like an hour ago.
Right. If you the TMC, of course, has the video and these like the feds, they're up in there. They got the fucking AR-15s or whatever guns they carry, the M5s and stuff. But yeah, they just busting up all in the door. Like I said, it took Christian, took Justin. There was some girl and some white man, I'm assuming was the chef. And
this is all because of abuse to women.
And I think it's some trafficking stuff.
Yeah.
No Jadis, but, you know, more on Jadis later.
It was because of allegations of, I'm assuming, credible allegations of human sex trafficking.
Devin,
so,
is this making you cry?
No, but my, sorry.
You got allergies?
Yeah. Killing me. Sorry, go ahead.
But yeah, man, we'll keep an eye on this. But this is like a wild story. It just went from these lawsuits that he has, all the lawsuits mm-hmm. that he had coming up. With the allegations, we already know about the whole Cassie thing, about Cassie and him settling that like within 12 hours, and then mm-hmm. all these other lawsuits popped up. And
I
wasn't
really.
Go ahead.
No, I didn't mean to interrupt you. Keep going.
No, I just wasn't paying too much attention. Did it again, sued it again. And then shit, today, mm-hmm. his houses got raided. They don't mm-hmm. do that for no reason.
And they didn't even get him.
That's crazy.
I wonder what's going on with the girls, the twins. Babies? Quincy, he's the adoptive son. Like, that's Kim Porter's son with Albie Shore, but Puffy kind of like adopted him, like that's kind of like his like second dad. Like I hope Quincy gets those two twins out of there because they don't need to be around.
He's not even my real daddy. I don't even fuck with this nigga really.
He about to claim Albie Shore so fast.
I think that's a person. So yes, that's who I would.
Oh god. So
we said Justin and Christian, right?
Yes.
Okay. Oof. That nigga gonna go to Bali with Russell Simmons.
I thought so. It's not like known that they. It's not like they can't find
him. Is Usher there right now?
He visited.
Usher, he visited. Yeah.
Okay.
So where?
Kind of weird, but okay.
I ain't gonna say what Diddy need to do, but he gonna do something. I wouldn't be surprised if we found out. Hey, new album coming out of Bali.
Brother Love.
Well, speaking of new albums, Jamel, let's go to you and our second most enthusiastic Future fan on the pod, but maybe the most enthusiastic. Thoughts on this new album with Metro Boomin? And
you talking about
what do you feel about the diss on the what track is that? Like That?
Like That.
Like That.
Yeah.
That. I mean, we haven't heard from Future in a while, so it was refreshing to hear him again. You know, it's mm-hmm. good bounce, shake your ass music, mm-hmm. you know, like in the car music type shit.
Absolutely.
You know, I had a good time with it. Now, like that, listen, I can't say I don't know who pissed Kendrick off.
Apparently, you niggas out here.
That nigga was out here just being a family man, chilling after his last album, which kind of was mid. And then he came up, and then like First Person Shooter came out with his best friend J. Cole and his arch nemesis Drake, and was just like, I know yo ass didn't do a song with this nigga. And you mentioned me. I have a problem. And oh boy,
this nigga
started up. These niggas talking out of their neck.
Don't pull no coffin out your mouth. I'm way too paranoid for a threat. Like, God damn. I didn't even know what was going on at first, because I kept seeing posts on Facebook like, well, Kendrick dissing. I'm like, Kendrick had, like, I didn't see a Kendrick. Because I only got to, like, maybe track two or three.
And you like Kendrick, too.
Yeah, I like it. But see, the thing is, it wasn't like, I did look at the track list. I didn't see any features. So I was like,
it first dropped, they didn't have them on there. They're on there now.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. I think a lot of them do that on purpose.
He wanted to be a surprise type shit.
Mm-hmm. So when I heard that shit, I was like, oh my God, who made this motherfucker mad? I was like, oh, okay, Drake.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. here's the thing. I'm not really a Kendrick fan. Like, he's one of those rappers. Conscious. Yeah.
His name well documented. Yeah.
I ain't got to listen to that shit. But I did enjoy his get back to my two of my favorites. I'm not a J. Cole fan, but a Drake fan.
That's what I said.
Yeah, but I enjoyed it. I was like, oh, why don't you rap like this more?
When Kendrick gets mad, he gets mad.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Kendrick will go the fuck in. And they should have known better.
He said he's too bipolar for a threat.
Well, listening to the people who do listen to Kendrick, apparently he's had a long-standing feud with Drake, and he has a problem with Drake considering himself the GOAT of rap. And
so here's the thing. I had to study because, you know, So Trey was all over this. So I had to study so I could discuss it with Trey.
Right.
So I wouldn't be like, so what happened here? What happened? No, I studied. he never liked Drake. He just does not really like Drake. He and J. Cole are friends, and they always have like a back and forth, like it's like a friendly competition type thing. But I think once
that's the big three comment coming in. Like
the big three that happened on First Person Shooter, J. Cole said that and was just like, yeah, it's me, K-Dot, and Drake. And then he was just like, yes, we are the big three, but really, I'm the best. That's kind of what he said. I'm talking about that's what J. Cole said.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
That's what J. Cole said. J. Cole was just like, it's the three of us, but I'm the best. Let's be real here. Like, and honestly, that's kind of what you're supposed to do in rap. That's hip-hop. You know, you're supposed to think you're the best.
That's not true.
Well, okay. But that can be argued. That can be debated. But so he probably heard that. Even though J. Cole didn't really say anything bad, but because the two of them have like a tete-a-tete all the time, I think that Kendrick was just like, I know you niggas clicking up, okay? I see that, break that shit up. I don't like it. And that's when he just went in. But because Kendrick, like, he begs for the smoke. I remember Control, he was begging for the smoke, and nobody really came back.
So is there anything behind the Future and Drake part of it, because as we know, they make magic together.
They did have an album together, and it's odd that and he was cool with. But now I think he Metro Boomin has a problem with Drake.
Metro don't trust you. I don't.
And apparently, young Metro does not trust him. So I guess he brought in Kendrick to shoot him. So
what's this about the girl or something?
There's the real tea.
I don't know.
So there is a Cat Williams described woman that they all look alike, and apparently, allegedly, both. Drake and Future were hanging out with said woman.
Why are you trying to edit that out?
Yes. Allegedly fucking the same young lady
at the same damn time.
I'm not in that woman's vagina, but like,
no pie.
They both were Eskimo brothers. They're Eskimo brothers.
Okay.
And they both.
I don't think we can say that.
Edit that out.
No.
They both were in the same vagina around the same time and were whispering sweet nothings about each other to this woman who I guess was messy and relayed them to the other one. So there's a little drama.
I hadn't heard anything about this.
Yes.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Now, in fairness,
allegedly,
it is alleged because Metro Boomin did come out to shut down this rumor, saying he said y'all niggas stop making stuff up for engagement and enjoy the music. It was a comment under the post that it was over this light skinned, weird face, big ass girl. So,
oh Lord,
it is. We do know that niggas in that realm, they pass around girls like blunts. So I mean, not that this is any of my business.
Twirling on this dick.
Like I don't have that. So Juwan, you'll have to tell me. Well, you're married and a faithful black man, so you don't cheat. But like, when you have that type of money, and you just exchange women like that, I would want to get me somebody that nobody knows, and just like.
Yeah, not like a Instagram, like an IG model or something like that.
Yeah, right, like, yeah, like, I don't know. Is that weird? Am I weird for thinking
that's not weird at all, no. But it's also a status thing. Like, I was able to bag this chick, you know what I mean?
But not that there's anything wrong with sleeping whoever you want to sleep with. You know, I'm a fan. I've talked to young ladies that had 200-plus bodies, and, you know, Isabel, don't do that.
I didn't say anything.
You did not say anything.
I didn't say a single thing.
Your silence was deafening.
What? I'm just letting you talk.
Oh, my bad. Okay.
I didn't want to interrupt.
That was me projecting. I'm sorry. No judgment here, even though there's a little. But yeah, so I get it. You know, grown, you can make your own decisions. But yeah, I don't get it. I want to have nobody that somebody else is messing with, like.
Yeah, you don't want publicly. That's almost shaming, but okay, we'll go off.
That's what I'm saying. I'm not trying to shame them. So, but it's like if you like a basketball player or an entertainer or something, it's like these niggas don't venture out to like regular women, and so maybe it's because they're not exposed to regular women, so. It's like they only have to fuck IG models and strippers, and it's like,
get you a Savannah James girl.
Yeah, you don't want Drell Michelle. You want Drell Michelle's housekeeper,
right? Like, so now I get it for it. I guess it could be fun for a night just to say it, but like,
and that's what it really is, honestly.
But all these niggas are having babies by these. You know what? I'm judging. So let's
do that. You are judging the hell out of these rappers.
Right, because like, I'm just like, if but I honestly, it's kind money, of refreshing. I'm going to fuck somebody. I'm going to impregnate somebody that I already knew before I got Juwan.
You feel me? It's kind of a twist that you're not shaming the girls. You're shaming the guys.
Yeah. I mean, ladies, get your paper. You know what I'm saying? Do what you do. Now, let me talk about women. It is a little weird. I mean, you called it like, you never see like a rich woman going after just an IG nigga. So kudos to y'all, actually. So it kind of came back. Because a rich woman's like, I need a rich nigga. Like, we fuck anything.
Yeah.
They just probably don't talk about it.
Obviously, Future fucks anything. He has like 15. He has like 15 baby mamas. Mm-hmm.
Unless it's Sierra, in which he wants to talk about all the time.
Still think he getting Sierra back. Sierra's on her 15th baby with Russell Wilson.
She is house shopping in Pittsburgh as we speak.
You ain't never gonna get your bitch back. Oh, whoa.
So what else are we here for?
So here's the thing. I got a lot, but X-Men 97, Juwan, Joelle, did y'all check it out?
No, but I'm planning on like very, very soon. Like maybe tonight.
Okay. Hey, Devin, that hurt.
Hey, Devin. I watched it.
Oh, yeah, let's go! So, thoughts, actually, please. Just a yes or no.
Because
Mel hasn't seen it.
On the fence.
I don't mind.
Nigga.
Jury's still out. Okay, I was a fan of the original 90s cartoon. This is supposed to be
a continuation. You were 25 when that came out.
Shut the fuck up. This is supposed to be a continuation of that. And so, but I can tell the slight differences in the animation style and of course the voice
it looks obviously real.
It's new and updated, but obviously obviously, you know, you gotta you gotta refresh it. But being someone that has that had that connection and the nostalgia for the original 90s cartoon, it's just it has a little bit of an uncanny valley to me. But I'm getting into it. I'm not liking the look of Magneto. I'm not.
You don't like the long hair. Long hair, don't care. I like it. I like it.
If you like that,
I really do. Right.
Right. I'm going off this entire podcast.
Right. It is to me, it's refreshing to see it like livened up. I watched it as well from in the 90s as on Saturday mornings. Mm-hmm. And it's good to have that to have those same characters voices in there that identify from that time. So mm-hmm. I loved it. And the cliffhanger in episode 2
sounds the same.
Huh?
Wolverine sounds the same. Scott doesn't sound the same. Beast sounds the same. Storm does not sound the same.
They got a lot of the same actors.
I guess you know voices change with age, things of that nature. It's just like some things are just slightly off. I'm not counting it out, but I'll still
breaking
watch.
News.
What's up?
Puffy's private jet has just left the United States.
Last time I saw it was in Los Angeles.
From what I'm looking at, it's somewhere near the
I know it's being tracked.
In the Caribbean.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Okay, that's right. That's what I did. That's the last thing I read. It was in the Caribbean. Okay.
So he's like, I'm out of this bitch.
Unless he got on the boat.
Apparently, it was in Barbuda. He's officially under federal investigation for sex trafficking.
Wow.
This was 45 minutes ago, so I didn't see that.
Bye, Diddy. Yeah, go ahead.
No, but I do recommend X-Men 97. I do recommend it. Again,
so the cliffhanger didn't get you.
I didn't get that far.
You said you watched it.
I didn't finish the second episode.
Oh, okay. Well, that says a lot. Wait till you finish it. Okay. Don't make me disappoint you, Juwan, because I love that. That was a bar by Magneto. That's all I'm saying. Next thing, I am here for Shogun. Like, hello.
Really?
Yes. Oh. I am in here. I've watched the first 3 episodes.
Whoa. I tried to watch that today. I didn't get to it, though.
Right. I gotta pay attention and shit. I can't even look at my phone. That's why I didn't get man. But, you know, that's the theme of mine. He's gonna clearly fuck this Japanese woman. I see it coming a mile away. Mm.
Is he the best Japanese out of all the Japanese, the white man?
I mean,
what?
Like Tom Cruise. Tom Cruise is the best Japanese out of all the Japanese in The Last Samurai.
I will say that, like, he is a magical white man in the land of, like, all these Japanese. Like, the stuff that he's getting away with is wild to me, you know.
Wait, there's a white guy?
Yes.
Yeah, he's the only English part. Well, there's several white. Well, are the Portuguese whites?
Yes.
That's
they
white.
They traded slaves.
Okay.
That's Brazil.
Is it Brazil or is it Spain?
Brazilian.
Oh, is that where they're from? Mm-hmm. There's a because I have a question on the thing.
Portugal is a country. Portugal is its own country though.
Like, where did they travel? Did they come past the United States? Did they go through India and them? I'm very confused about that.
This is 1600. So this would have been. I think America was discovered. Don't get me to lying, but not discovered, stolen. But I think found. It was before chattel slavery. Yeah, oh, found. But I think this has been a hair before the slave trade.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Because I'm like, why did they not know? Why did they know it was a secret? Or how did they know? Did not know about how to get to Japan, and that's what I was confused about. Also, I got a disturbing news. I don't know if the The writer strike has hurt me, but 9-1-1 was trash, and I'm not feeling Grays.
That's the one with Angela Bassett, right?
Yeah.
Yes. And it's on ABC now, right?
Right. It's like a whole night, like the lineup of ABC, you get 9-1-1, Grays, and Station 19. And I wasn't feeling the first. Huh?
I thought Station 19 was canceled.
No. What's his name? Had a roof fall on him. I forgot his name. But yeah, I wasn't really feeling them. So it really disturbed. Maybe it's just because it's been away for so long that I had to get back into the groove. But that disturbed me that all three of those shows didn't hit like they used to. So also BMF is a joke, but I'm still in.
Look, okay, yeah, I did watch BMF. All I gotta say is, lady, strap up. Gotta stay strapped.
If you know, you know. Jamel, if you know, you know.
I don't.
That's all I got. So unless you guys have something else.
Okay, well, I guess I'm here for the House of Dragon trailer.
I left it out because I was like, this nigga didn't want to talk about it.
All right, Juwan, take your headphones off.
No, I watched it. I watched green. I watched green and I watched black.
Which one did you watch first?
Green.
Yeah, I'm excited for this shit. And listeners, you already know we are coming back with a fury for that in the summer.
Just 3 months.
Oh my God, I am. That warmed my heart to so many levels. I was like, I'm not going to talk about it. But now that we're here, let's talk about it. So we're all Team Black with a tinge of green, correct?
Team Black.
Team Black. I'm rooting for everybody Black.
And Amy.
No.
I'm rooting for everybody Black.
We gotta put a little bit of respect on Eamon's name.
No, we've been through this. Move on.
Okay.
Plus, I saw that nigga in Saltburn, and he was a bitch then too. So no.
Oh, okay. I don't know what that is.
But oh yeah, he was a Saltburn.
On the Black woman riding her dragon, we get the reveal. We only talked about it in season one. We see in this trailer.
Is this the sister that didn't have a dragon assigned to her in season one?
I think she was the younger
the one
sister.
That had the dragon. That we see it in the trailer. She's riding and she's like screaming.
But isn't there a sister that doesn't have a dragon?
Yeah, Reyna doesn't have one. Bayla does. We see Bayla in the.
So this is Bayla that's in the trailer.
Yeah.
Which was the one that passed?
Damon's
mother. Damon's mother.
Oh, that's right. They had two kids. They had two daughters. I forgot.
Yeah,
okay.
So the daughter with the dragon is riding her dragon in the trailer, Moon Desert, which was great to see. So that was, oh man.
Yeah, I need to rewatch these shows, man.
Yeah, I'll probably rewatch season one.
Listen to the pod.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And we get, of course, we got a lot of Damon in this. Of course, I like that. I fucked with Damon. I do. They got the bitch ass Allison. Of course, she has to be up. Well, she has to be up.
I do say the positive, though, of her dub ass. Possibly get some leading lady titty.
Yeah, I saw a little. I don't think.
I did a tub. She was like leg in a tub or something about to drown herself in her.
But you know how they misery. Do. You know how I do. I mean, she probably on OnlyFans again because isn't the old dude still alive?
Right.
Only feet, right.
Right.
Only feet finder.
So, she got to lead the way for people like yourself, so I appreciate that.
I canceled my account.
Oh, no.
I'm going to bring it back.
Okay.
Just say nigger.
Oh God, I am excited I'm excited for it. There was, and I appreciate how.
Oh, there we go.
I appreciate how this trailer was cut because it didn't reveal a lot. I was kind of worried about that.
Already read the books. Like Juwan and I didn't see anything that I recognized.
Sarah and I have already got through episode 5.
I can say that was new. Oh Lord. Only thing I can say that, you know, that we're getting that I recognize is I think we're going to the WoW. So
I did see that.
I was like, oh,
I
shit.
Did see, I
didn't notice ice.
I saw some more Baratheons.
You saw what?
I think I saw some Baratheons.
Well, those were the Brackens.
Well, We already had Baratheons, though.
You talking about the yellow?
Yes.
That was the Brackens. Do you remember when they were at Storm's End? Like, the little boy that was going after Rhaenyra
that stabbed that one.
That was his family. And the people he stabbed were the people that they were fighting in that.
That little boy stood on business.
I wouldn't even know.
They're the Hatfields and McCoys of the
Game of Thrones. That's exactly what we said. And then I saw Winterfell, but I think we saw Winterfell in the teaser trailer. So it'd be exciting to see how the CEO.
No, you know George loves the Starks for some reason.
Well, he started with the Starks. Mm. That book is never coming out.
I was happy to see Ice, but fuck the Stark. They ruined everything.
Sansa in particular.
Absolutely.
We don't like Sansa on Edit That Out. I'm just sorry. I'm sorry, y'all. We
Sarah, but.
Sorry, Sarah.
She's awful.
Don't disagree. Do not disagree. But again, 3 short months. Very, very excited about that. Post the strike, though, we are getting a lot of good, lot of good stuff. There's a lot of good, recreational television. Sorry. Go ahead.
The surprising star of the trailer for me is somebody that I hate from the books and the show is Aegon. Just the different acting things.
He seems like he's starting to kind of get in his king bag. And it was so funny because he was talking with Allison, and Allison was just like, you don't know what the hell I had to do and how much feet I had to show.
Right. If you look at the emotional roller coaster of just the trailer, like that point, he's like sad and dejected. Then you see him sit on the throne.
His mama don't like him.
Well, I mean, would you?
He sucks.
He's a rapist.
Yes, he is.
Right.
No problem. Okay. Well, is that all? Was that it?
That's all I'm here. I'm just so happy that you watched the trailer. I can't believe it. I don't even want to.
Yeah, I can. I couldn't let you down. You would because
Oh my god. So actually, you know what's crazy? My DVR did not record the episode of The Walking Dead. So I don't know the title of this, Jamel. Season 1, Episode 5, something or other. While Jamel checks that, I'm going to start with Juwan.
Is it Overall Become?
Thoughts of this episode.
Yes.
It's Become.
I think it is. Become.
That was quick. All right. Well, Juwan, overall thoughts on this episode?
Watched it twice. First time, second time. Like it. There seems to be a pattern with me that it takes the second watch for me to actually, you know, get into it and enjoy it. So I'm more so kind of a continuation of the bottle episode, even though we had a little different different location and of course some more scenery in this one. Great zombie action. I was a little. The acting, especially from the actress who played Jadis, was a little stilted to me. Something was off about it. But I think overall it was a good episode of The Walking Dead, and good to see like the Rick and Michonne chemistry keep going. But these niggas need to stop kissing and get back on the road, okay?
Rick ain't never gonna do that. We take them lips away from Reed. He'd be like, just kill me.
Well, you know what's funny is I agree with you, Juwan. I did not like this episode the first time I watched it. I was like, the way it started, it got me thinking in a different direction than it actually went. So I kind of maybe didn't give it a fair shot the first time. But when I sat down, first off, I was like, my DVR didn't record. So then I had to find the episode to even watch it. The closed captioning wasn't on. So I was like, you know what? Fuck this show. I'm just going to wing it. Mm-hmm. And then I finally found it. And I was like, you know what? I'm glad I did. Because it was much better on the second watch. And I really enjoyed it the second time. So I think I was just like disheartened. Because I was like, oh, we going to get Alexandria. And we did it. It was just Gabe. Which I like seeing Gabe. More on that later. But it kind of took me out. When I didn't, I'm like, oh, we just getting this nigga kikiing with Jadis this whole time. Not a fan of that. But so I enjoyed the second watch. Jamel, thoughts from your perspective?
I can't even lie. The three of us are in agreement. I did not like it when I first saw it.
Okay.
I did not like it. It took me a while. Like, I liked the Rick and Michonne stuff for the most part. I did not like the Jadis stuff. Like,
at all.
Excuse me. They gave her an entire send-off. Like, she's not that important of a character. Like, she had a fucking montage.
She got what from, Rosita should have got.
She got a montage and a flashback?
Right.
Yeah, she had, like, flashback
multiple
montage.
Multiple flashbacks.
Who cares? I know I don't. But
like,
I don't know,
I'm glad she found peace, kind of, but...
At the last 2 seconds?
I guess.
Yeah, like, what was
a couple
purpose?
Weeks before? Like,
it
with
stupid.
Gabe?
Stupid. Like, they this show really tried to, like, humanize and, like... Like, yeah, they tried to humanize her and, like, give her an arc in an hour.
That we didn't need.
We didn't need it. Just let her be evil.
And then, I'm glad you said that because it made me remember also, like, finishing it the first time, I'm like, now going into finale, not knowing if we're getting a season two, I'm like, how can they wrap this up in 1 hour?
They got a lot to do. They got
it's
to
like,
do.
Come on, man.
Wait a minute. Are they still doing the Walking Dead movies with Andrew Lincoln, or is that
this is what replaced it?
Oh, right. Okay.
So I'm like, right. If this is a limited series, and my prediction of Michonne dying in the finale, like,
I will to get off hate that. I will hate that.
I mean, it could happen. I don't know. I'm just.
I will absolutely.
I know, but
that. That'll be literally like, you want to talk about some irate fans.
Yeah, I mean, this whole episode just gave me The Last of Us because they were in Wyoming, they were fighting clickers, like this shit was crazy. So
loaders.
Right.
You know what it was? It was a serviceable episode, but as a penultimate episode of The Walking Dead, I think that's where it lacked.
Yeah. We needed more. Like, they should have just skipped all this bullshit and then just like, if you're gonna do it, go back to the CRM. Just like, get to it. Get back to the CRM so we can spend at least a good portion of the finale back in Alexandria.
That's what I was.
Because that's what everybody
wants to
see.
I don't think they make it now.
But that's what everybody wants to see. Everybody wants to see Rick
go back to those gates.
United with his son, finally. That's what everybody wants to see. That's the price of admission, okay?
Right.
Well, I mean, he don't really talk about Judith that much. Because
I mean, he know that Shane's baby. Right.
Because, like, he asked about her originally because he didn't know about RJ. But ever since then, he was just like, so...
Should I call him Junior? More on that.
I'm going to call him Junior. Y'all can call him RJ. I'm calling him Junior.
I got me a black kid? All right. That's what's up.
And this kid is fully committed to having a black family. Look, I like Rick. I didn't think I'd ever say that. But I like Rick.
The crying is... You forgot about the crying.
Oh, the snot cry?
Yeah.
I didn't mind last week's crying. That was fine.
No, I mean in the original, when Negan made him cry like a bitch.
Yeah.
Oh, I
was
shit,
so
I reminded
Negan.
You.
I was so Team Negan.
I mean, he fucking a black woman now, too. They are all up in the top.
I saw her. Apparently, her name is Annie or Ann or something like that. And he has a little son or something.
She was
and
pregnant.
Stop saying tar, nigga. That's stupid.
Oh,
I don't like
bad.
That.
My bad.
Jesus.
The black goo.
Oh, my God. Okay. Go on.
Cut that out. Edit that out.
I didn't want to work.
I'm joking. I'm a fan. So let's get into it. I'm like, Juwan got us watching The Candyman again. I immediately just check the group chat. I'm like, what is this? Oh, you're going to be so excited. It's Gabe. He's back. And I was like, okay. We got
to
get some Alexandria.
I was so excited to see Pastor Gabriel. I was excited.
Right.
Pastor
Gabriel.
I call him
Pastor. That lazy eye. What did you think, Jamel, of seeing Pastor Gabe back? What were your thoughts on having Gabe back?
Very excited, and he's back. You know, he's still with his whole thing, like praying over walkers after he kills them. Like, listen.
Right, that bullshit. Now, Juwan, I texted the group immediately and said that you were going to enjoy the cold open. So, going into it, what were you thinking?
I liked it. I thought that because that's what I said to y'all that they must show Alexandra because that's what I've been wanting. And they gave us a little, just a little taste, you know, of an old character. It was good to see Gabe again and his lazy eye. But correct me if I'm wrong. I couldn't quite place the timeline of this. What I kind of landed on was that this, of course, is obviously after the bridge. After Michonne left, but this has
so
to be before the Whispers.
Obviously, it's a different year. One's right after Michonne leaves because he says, when she asks where Michonne is, he's saying helping.
I think that's like the second time.
Oh, okay. Then the time he asked for help, he's like, that's when they're dealing with the Whispers. And then the third time is after the Commonwealth, I think.
So if they were dealing with the Whisperers, then Michonne was there for that.
Michonne was there for the beginning of the Whisperers.
But not when they like fucked them up.
Oh, yeah. But the Pikes? She was there for that.
I thought it was after that.
Well, she witnessed the Pikes.
Yeah, no, she was after there for
that.
The
like then, like Negan had to infiltrate him and all that stuff. Wasn't it? After Michonne
had
left.
I think I did see something about him smashing Alpha.
Yeah, he's the one who killed Alpha.
But he was teaming up with Carol to do that, I think.
Yeah, was off books.
Yeah,
I saw a little bit about that.
So basically this is okay, so right after the one time is like either a year after the bridge, then within the Whisperers saga, and you say the last time when he's by himself, that's Commonwealth.
Yeah.
I don't know much about Commonwealth, so y'all have to
electricity, candy apples.
It's kinda like a CRM light.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Black women, thick black women with Eugene.
Mm-hmm.
Eugene has a black wife now?
Yeah. Absolutely. Everybody went black.
I mean, honestly, that
is kind of true.
Right? But no, that's good.
Not Julian. Jerry got a black wife too.
Jerry, yes, he does.
Yeah.
Black and lust.
Right. They didn't have they ate bean pies.
and they got like 15 kids too, don't they?
Yep.
Absolutely. I mean, you find you a thick black woman, he gonna. I mean, look at Rick.
More on that later.
Oh my God, how thick.
Anyway. I know you saw that, Devin.
Them short. I'm like, nigga, I get it, Rick. I get it. Oh my God. So let's go to The Last of Us, like as I said, because this whole next scene was completely a ripoff. I'm like, did y'all just watch the HBO show with this cable? Because they're on their mission. They're in Wyoming. As all men do, we love our tasty nudes. They find a big shipment
of tasty nudes. Sounds funny.
Right. ladies, my DMs are open. We get a soda machine of General Soda that Rick... I'm like, that shit gotta be completely flat.
Oh,
no, well, it's in the can.
You don't think so?
In the can, maybe not.
I feel like I don't know. Listeners chime in, but I feel like 7-Up might last the test of time.
Like 10 years?
I don't know how soda does. I don't know.
I don't know.
You ever see like those niggas that I guess those are like bottles though. Like when people have like the Cokes from like the 80s and they drink them, they taste like shit, but maybe that's just in a bottle. I don't know.
I feel like it's the bottle.
Okay. Well, yeah. So Rick is drinking a fake Starry or whatever you want to call it, Sprite or whatever. And again, they stop at the general store that Joel buried that gun in that old girl found feminine products. And they're like, we're gonna shop for souvenirs now. Rick's like, I could get a little name tag. Michelle's like, they never had mine. I understand. Right. Juwan, did you ever find your name?
No, the closest I can ever find was John.
Oh, okay. So we all went through that.
I've seen Janelle. But it was so funny because when she was walking through there, like she just kind of walked and she just kind of rolled her eyes. I was like, me.
Right. Mm-hmm. She's like, I ain't even gonna set myself up.
That was some black ass shit too, by the way. That was some black ass shit.
He's like, no, Michonne, huh? As I look at the Rick one.
Rick's like, they call me the brave man, huh? He's right. He's named after me. What about Julia? She's like, nigga, we do not call him that. Like, that is not what we call him.
You forgot said you had a black son, right?
Right. He is not Junior. So they're investigating. He finds the toothpaste that she asked him for a long time ago.
And he makes her the M necklace.
Right. Was it out of Michelle? I don't remember.
Yo, Rick is a sugar daddy.
Right. I mean, he's like, hey, I'm getting this for her for later. And they find keys to I guess this is like a cabin rent a place, and they find a cabin and like, oh.
He almost didn't find it. Michonne had to stop him because this nigga was trying to fuck in the gift shop. Like,
he's like, nigga, you see all this dust over here? What is this? It's like, oh,
sir,
okay,
this is
okay.
A gift shop. This is a lady.
Like, chill, Rick, chill, man.
Right.
It's been an hour.
They're like, all right, we can have a little cabin getaway for the night. That sounds like fun. They run into some clickers and save the worst ever survivors. There's no way that they should be alive.
How did they make it 10 years, though?
Like, even with the gun.
More on that later.
Like, that shit is crazy, but...
Reds, they well, he, this them, nigga had the nerve to paint his gun red. They couldn't even do nothing with it. I mean,
this is the reddest of the red shirts.
I mean, absolutely. They teach them a lesson on manners and say, we're going to help you guys out. Here's some tasty nudes. And they're like, oh my God, I love these. He's like, what flavor you got? He's like, does it really matter? You right. I like all flavors. And the big guy says, one is not enough. Give me the whole pack. I am hungry.
We're going to need more.
And Rick's like, nigga, we no, just didn't. Saved you.
We can roll it back.
A step. Don't do
it. Roll it back.
Got I'm going to give you one chance to say, my bad, I was just joking.
They were so all bothered with these niggas. They're like, y'all realize that y'all were just about to die, right? Like, this has got to be, y'all got to be tripping. Right. And they're like, no, we're serious. Well, he's serious.
Yeah,
because
the girl
food.
Was just like, man, what are you doing? I'm good. Like, yeah. Yeah.
Yep. And so, and okay. They end up saying, okay, well, we're going to go this way. And they take the guns from them, beat their ass. And then Michelle's like, you going to bed with no dinner. And takes the tasty dudes back. And I would have been hoy. And Rick's like, you gonna take
well, him?
You,
that one dude did pee his pants too.
Right. Oh, right. Like, I forgot about that.
He was
that.
Just
yeah.
like, well, what did he say? He said, well,
I was looking
he said, well,
to
I don't even know what to say right now. And then Rick was like, well, how about your ass just listen in?
They were totally
because you know
like
when Rick does the murder head tilt. When Rick does the head tilt with the
oh,
gun
yeah, with
on
the
you,
gun. Yep.
That's
yep.
what you know. Rick will fuck around when he got that hell tilt. You know what I'm talking about, listeners.
Know.
You know what I'm talking about.
So they, oh, Lord.
Yeah,
they
Rick definitely like was just like, baby, you really gonna take those tasty nudes back?
Right.
I was really looking forward to those.
Michelle was just like, yes, nigga.
Let's go.
Lean down so I can put these in your pack. Let's go.
Yeah, and Rick's like, I'm trying to be
not
good cop.
Right.
Yeah,
that was cute.
So my question for you guys is, did they make a mistake by not killing them at this point when they showed them their true colors, really? Or were you okay with them letting them go? Because they ask about it later at the cabin, like, you think they're coming after us? Or would y'all have, like, been okay with letting them go after they tried to
like
that?
I would have been okay with letting them go. This time
yeah,
I would have been okay
I
with letting them go.
Yeah, that would have been extra. That would have been some Joel from The Last of Us shit if he just straight up killed him. Like what I probably wouldn't have done was thrown the gun away. I would have probably just taken it.
Yeah. They took one of them.
They took one.
Yeah,
but they threw away the other one.
And they took the bullets. Was like, all right, wait till we leave. Did you think it was a good idea to take the food, or should they have kept it?
Honey, I'm petty. I'm taking it.
Yeah, I'm taking the food.
Okay.
Right. You're not gonna pull a gun on me and then have my food. No, nigga. No soup for you.
Clearly that's how Michelle felt. So we go back to the cabin and
we black women, we see each other.
Right. Johnny Walker Black is on the menu. Rick is like jackpot. And Michelle is like, nigga, you trying to fuck. He's like,
pop another bottle if you like that.
He's like, I am fucking. Let's get in this bed. She's like,
let me tell you something.
Nothing but a word.
Let me tell you something about this nigga named Rick here. Okay. First of all, they pulled out the, you know, pop another bottle if you like that.
Right.
Okay. So they drink it. He
setting the mood.
Right. Setting the mood. Cause I don't know. But anyway, he gave her the necklace. He said, look, girl, I got you something. He, like, Rick is the type of nigga. I bet, like, you know, pre-apocalypse, he was, like, the type of nigga to, like, do flowers and shit like that.
Yeah,
you know?
Feel like it. Yeah, he was a flower nigga. He looked like one. But now, he got that swag now. He's with a black woman.
Yeah, he said it was just like, I gotta work with that. Like, oh, and we mentioned the toothpaste, but we didn't really get into it. So that was from season 6. That's back when I did watch this.
Okay.
Right before they smashed, like that episode, she asked him because he was going out on like a supply run with Daryl. He was like, can you get me some toothpaste, baking soda, and spearmint, please? Thank you. He got it. Jesus fucked all of that shit up. But he got her some mints instead. And, you know, that's when they started kissing and shit. So he got the, he finally got the spearmint and baking soda. And that's when she was just like, look at you being a man of your word. Okay. And
that's why like, they pay you the big bucks.
I was in love with my son's best friend. Yeah. I didn't know what to do.
She's like, you found a way. I'm like, yes, he did. Yeah,
he found a way. And that's when he was just like, can I find a way in this gift shop right here, please? No, bro, Rick. Come, put your boner away, Rick, please.
Yeah, and her. That's what he did.
Mm. Yeah, he did. Listen, I don't know if y'all thought it. Maybe I was just a romantic or whatever. But like when he got up and took her hand, I was like, are we going to dance? No.
Yeah, I didn't get that.
He was definitely like,
be surprised.
Horizontally, yeah.
I thought, well, yeah. But when he first like took her hand, I was just like, oh, is it? Are we dancing? He was like, no, no.
Magically get rhythm, Jamel. Come on. Maybe that's what happens when you see white men, but we don't see that, you know.
Oh my gosh.
Jeez. So we go back 3 years ago.
Was this before? Did this happen before or after Thorne? Because they were talking about Thorne for a minute.
They were talking about Thorne as they walk up to the sign before. Them, yeah, they did.
Because Michonne was just like, why is she so extra?
Mm-hmm. Rick's defending her, kind of.
It's just like, I mean, she's
not too much. Not too much.
Not too much on it.
right.
I mean, you know.
He want to get some. He's like, I ain't going to fuck it up for that. So we go three years in the past, and Gabe is talking to the first interaction with Jadis. Mm. And he's just so happy. And I'm like, where's this going? But we wake up because we see as to go to commercial. Someone outside, and I'm assuming y'all knew it was Jadis, right?
I thought it was Gabe.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you thought Gabe was? Oh, okay.
Yeah, I thought it was Gabe.
Because whoever it was, obviously, is Jadis. They just snapped the barbed wire, I think. Because, they were setting, like, little wake-up traps
alarms,
just in case.
Yep.
Alarms, thank you.
Yep, so we wake up, and she's like, tie yourselves up. I've got a monologue now. And I'm like, she is an idiot. Because you know how dangerous these two are. They even say, like, she's wild.
You should have killed us.
Right. You should have killed us.
And they just talking to each other like,
she's so stupid.
Is she for real? And even Jada the whole time says, that is rude. I can hear y'all.
Right. Like, I just wanted to thank you before I killed you. And as they do what they do, and they get the drop on her. Michonne was about to fuck her up. Cuts her, Rick saves
she
her.
She got with that ex.
And that's why I feel it was stilted, because it was kind of like, she kind of did that, like, that little, this you couldn't see me, but it was kind of like that big move that she made, opening her wide mouth and then kind of running off like a cartoon character. I was like, okay.
She's like, oh, she got me, partner. And then she ran away.
Wait a minute, before we move on. Do you all want like 45 seconds to talk about Michonne and them shorts?
Oh my God. When she sat up and that thing was poking out, I was like, holy shit, Michonne, I understand you, Rick. And, you know, it's like the titties was sitting a little nice too.
She has a spectacular body.
Yeah, she has beautiful skin.
Mm-hmm. I would love to lick the cup of her ass all the way up to her. I'm sorry.
It's okay. You know, you're not saying anything. Okay.
You know, like Juwan, like, you know, like the cup of their ass, like when you like grab them cheeks, like I want to kiss all up in there just so I can get the curve, because it's perfectly curved. You know what I'm saying? And I'm not even an ass man, but you got to respect greatness when you see it. You feel me?
As an ass man.
She looked so great. Rick had his whole thighs out.
Oh yeah. Rick's like, you see why I would never go to you, Jadis? You see this? Like, this is why. This is why. Yeah, I know it's
really
felt like sex.
You had a chance
there.
When I got that at home.
Right.
That's what I was trying to get home to.
Absolutely.
And you know, they were double mad because you know Rick liked to fuck in the morning. So He was looking at her like, I was finna get it in until your bitch ass came. Now I got to fight.
All night.
Right. Well, yeah. Now,
go ahead,
we did call it, because I think we did kind of predict last week that Jadis was going to find them.
All three of us thought that.
Yeah, it was kind of cool though how she did it. She said when she said, like, I just had that nagging feeling. Y'all was up to some bullshit.
She went there and she was just like, you know, I just looking around. Obviously, I didn't see anything. I just remember seeing that yellow truck. Then we came back. The yellow truck is gone. And you niggas are littering.
Right.
All them tasty nudes.
Everywhere. So that's what I'm glad you said that. So did you buy her story of the yellow truck and the trail that they left? That's the way for her to track.
Yeah, I don't think she was lying about that.
I'm saying as far as the writers, like, this is how she found her.
Yeah, that makes sense. Because, like, even last week when they were talking about, leaving, the whole time we were just like, Jadis is going to look at that and be like, nah, I'll believe it. Them two, they got out of that. So she was probably looking at everything just to make sure. So, you know.
I did have a question for you, Juwan. This Johnny Walker Black that they found, is that expensive?
Not the black. The blue is the more expensive one.
Okay, so it was because I was like, damn, they found this expensive Scotch whiskey.
It's nice. There's nothing wrong with Johnny Walker.
That's why I was like, is that random for them to find that, or is that just like, okay, hey, this is for you, to Andrew Lincoln. You know, you came back to this shitty ass show, you saved us. So we're going to give you some Johnny Walker while you, you know, type shit.
Yeah. But, I mean.
So would the two of you drink it is the question.
I've had it before. It's in our bar right now.
Black or another label?
Black is great.
Black is cool. All right. So is it like Crown Royal Black? Because I've had that and I am a fan.
No, it's
Crown Royal Black is actually one of the higher ones, isn't it?
I like it. Mm-hmm. I like Crown Royal Black.
That's the fancy one, Devin. Look at you.
So this girl I was talking to, her dad was like, you drink that black, here's some reserve shit. It's real shit.
Reserve is good.
Yeah, he made me drink it straight, though. And I was like...
Isn't that how you're supposed to?
I don't drink Crown Royal Black straight. Well, I don't drink anything straight. Well, he made me.
Juwan finna call you a child.
Yeah, I was about to call you a child.
You can't mix it. Crown Royal Apple is 7-Up, nigga. Have you tried it?
I haven't tried it, but I drink it straight.
I mean, you could, but I'm not a savage. What about...
Now, typically, I don't like Crown Royal by itself, but I do like Scotch by itself and whiskey.
Yeah, you don't really mix Scotch. I take that back. You can have, like, a Scotch
and Coke. You can Scotch and soda. Yeah, Scotch and soda.
All right, I take that back. Never mind.
Like, soda water?
Either club soda or you can do it with Coke.
Okay, all right. Coke Zero, right?
All that to say, Johnny Walker Black is just fine.
Because regular Coke, I would die. Okay. I was wondering how lucky they were finding that bottle for Rick to seduce Michonne with.
Moderately.
It was dusty.
And last thing, did you guys think that Jadis actually wanted to kill them? Because she busted off that shot pretty quick, though.
She did, right, but now.
I feel like there was... And this goes back to later in the story. It's like the reason if they were anybody else, she would have just killed them. And I feel like the reason she didn't, because she knows how threatening they are, that she didn't want to kill them, and she knew that they would do something to get away.
But she's a full-in cult member though.
I think she was fighting with that the whole time. Like Rick was saying.
He kept calling her Anne. What's her actual name? Her name is Anne. Jadis is just like hers. Okay. All right. I didn't know that.
So we go back to 2 years ago, and she asked Gabe about Rick's wife, and I kind of felt like she was telling on herself. And Gabe was like too stupid to realize that. He's like, oh, Michonne? Yeah, she out here. She left. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, because that is a good point, Devin, because Jadis was around. Of course, Jadis made it to the bridge, of course, because she was still there. This is after the Negan battle. They were together, but I would take that back. Jadis did know they were together because that scene.
She knew they were together. But when they met, they were.
This is your man. I laid with him later.
I remember that. But he probably just said the wife. She probably just said the wife thing. Yeah, I don't know. Actually, now that I think about it, she might have tipped her hand.
Yeah, because you tell about yourself.
Even Gabriel was just like, "What you talking about? I didn't marry them."
Right. Mm. Rick told me he planned on it.
In this shit.
Right, right. I know they ain't cheating on me. He's like, yeah, Rick found a ring and everything. I still no, got
he
it.
He found the ring.
He found it.
Oh, okay, because
Rick basically talked to Gabriel and was just like, listen, okay. Because Rick seems very traditional. He can't ask her dad. I'm going to just ask the next black person that she's close with for her hand in marriage.
Oh, my God.
I like Rick. So, you know, but no, I'm just joking. But, like, yeah, he was just like, yeah, I think I want to propose. And I bet he had, like, a whole ass wedding planned on that bridge, too.
Yeah,
but
that would be so beautiful.
but shit went completely sideways. But what Gabriel was saying was, excuse me, he just was like sitting down randomly and was just like, he just found a ring,
right?
And he was just like, you know what, I'm gonna keep this for the next time I see Rick, you know, just to, you know,
she's like, you'll never see him again.
right.
So we go to Gabe's like, hey, you know what? You say that y'all got, like, a lot of supplies. I'm hungry as fuck right now. We need your help. And she says, that sounds like a personal problem, nigga. I am out of here. And he's like, where you going? She's like, not to be hungry. And she just left. And I'm like, God damn, Gabriel, she just left you hanging like that? Gotta be careful out here.
Just like, this is Justin.
Okay. Right. I came here to talk, not help.
That is
so genius. We go to Rashawn and they are pursuing Jadis, and she's got like a lowrider Jeep or some shit. Like, I don't know what the hell she's driving. And they're in that stick shift where Michonne is never shifting. She's just always full speed ahead, it looked like. I'm like,
she's on full mama mode because she's just like, this the baby took away my baby daddy, my husband, my partner, my everything. Okay. I'm pissed off. And the whole time, like, it was actually kind of funny because, like, Rick was just like, I told your ass this was going to happen, but you threw it back. So I'm with you and I'm not going back, but I told your ass this was going to happen, but I'm not going back because you did that thing I like, but
right.
I'm just saying.
Do that thing you like.
I told your
ass. Jadis finds the Three Stooges sitting by the campfire. And that nigga still like, it would be nice to have some ramen noodles right about now, nigga.
It's just pasta.
I'll go fuck
right. Right, right. We could have ate forever.
When last time your ass had pasta?
And Jadis is like, hey, look, y'all look hungry and in need. If you guys help me with these wild savages chasing me, I will help you and get you some new pants. And he's like, I'm in. She's like, oh, well, you're tall. You could be me as a distraction. They fire. We go to Rick and Michonne.
I just now connected that. You're tall. Okay.
Yep. Rick and Michonne are talking.
Like,
yep.
I thought it was some lesbian shit. Lord.
Well, she's bisexual because the way she be trying to throw that thing at Rick.
I mean, she definitely need it. she definitely needs some dick
so much.
Michonne is like,
Gabriel was trying.
I want to kill this woman dead. And Rick's like, bring it down a notch, killer. Can we first get the information about her? Because she has that dossier about Alexandra, and then I could kill her. And he's like, why don't you kind of like incapacitate her first?
I mean, and you then already, we'll think like, about it. You already like chopped her stomach open with an axe. Do you still want to?
Michonne was like, I am bloodthirsty.
I mean, I get it, though. She fucked with her family. Babies. I get it.
Right.
Get
Michonne
it.
Is
in Rick's mama like, mode.
I like this Rick kind of like reining her in a little bit. I like it.
But I mean, you have to have that in every relationship. Like if one person's going to be on
right,
10.
Both people can't be light skinned.
And you've seen Rick. I mean, you've seen Michonne have to calm him down.
Right.
Stop biting people's throats out. Or knock him out.
Yeah. Or, you know, and then when he was like doing all that shit, when they first got to Alexandria, she knocked his ass out.
Yeah. Because of Jesse.
Like they have to have a. You have to have a little balance.
Sometimes a white woman will drive you crazy. I know from experience. So they get lured to a trap. And
that was a really cool set, though.
Yeah. And
it was like in a maze type thing. I like it.
Rick and Michonne say, again, we have to beat y'all niggas up. Y'all want to go through this again.
Here we go.
And they're like.
They're just like 4-on-2. This is like.
She promised us pants. Well,
your best
they get eaten by the clickers. because they came out of nowhere and the girl gets eaten first.
The convenience.
I have a question. Okay. I had to get that out. She gets eaten by a zombie. She's screaming. She's down. She's
and they
down.
They go, stuck. Like, let's go in.
Why did they go over to her?
That was the only thing.
They wanted to get eaten as well.
They didn't go over to, like, kill the zombies. They went over, like, hey, get off of her.
Bite us too.
No, cover you without living on.
How did y'all survive 10 years?
How did they get to fucking Wyoming from Pittsburgh?
Yeah, that's true.
What is happening?
I don't know. Like, they had to be with a bigger group.
I don't believe. That's weird, but bye.
Right. So they're
y'all
gone.
Y'all serve the great red shirt purpose.
I do want to ask you a question. Why do you think Rick was hesitant, like, to rein Michonne in?
He said it.
Well, so here's the thing. Like, Michonne is under the guys, like, whatever. I don't really care about this dossier shit. Like, we just get home and we'll protect them for whatever comes at us. Mm-hmm. Why do you think Rick's like, is it because he knows the full extent of the CRM, or
he doesn't know the full extent?
Of what they'll do to if they find the
I believe it's just that because he's
probably
scared.
Gonna try to reason with her or something.
I think it's that he's just scared of CRM and the blowback and finding out, having his other baby mama find out about
because when Jadis was talking, like when they were kind of like hiding in like the standoff, the whole time Jadis was just like, listen, I do have a dossier, and it, you know, I'm not gonna tell you where it is, and if something happens to me, everybody you love gonna die. And I didn't pick this up originally. Well, I picked this up because episode 3, when Jadis was talking to Rick, like, I see Michonne, what are y'all doing? Before she said that, she was just like, listen, okay, you got all this stuff going. That's cute. Mm-hmm. However, if anything happens or if y'all try to leave, I'm going to have to kill everybody in Alexandria. And I like a lot of people there. Mm-hmm. Like, do you remember? She said she was just like, I like some of those people. Some of those people I actually care about. She was talking about Gabriel.
She was talking about Gabriel.
Well, we knew that because of their relationship.
They had a relationship?
Yeah.
I didn't even realize this. Was this like
what?
They had a little flat? Yeah, they were dating.
Like, are you serious?
Yeah.
Before or after Rosita? It had to be
before. Way before.
Before and after, I guess.
Or actually after, because Rosita was with the what was that dude's name? The doctor Zadig? that killed Yeah, she was with him afterwards. But before she left, like they had become a couple, and they would go like I forgot what scene that was, but they were like outside of Alexandria, like sitting in the stars and shit. So yeah,
are
we had
serious?
Absolutely.
I never knew that.
Yeah. That might have been after
that's what was confusing me, because he was just like, yo, I like these little alone times, I get you all to myself. I'm like, wait, what? I thought
they were a therapy session. They were a full thing.
Okay.
Okay, so that just makes more sense.
I don't like that.
Yeah.
I'm sorry to cut you off, but what I was originally saying was, when Jadis was like doing her whole monologue talking about like everybody gonna die, like, and I'm gonna do this, like the whole time Rick was looking at Michonne like, I told you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she is crazy. I told you,
girl. I mean, I'm still with you because you
he gave her that
popped
like,
on a handstand, but I'm just saying, like, I'm not as lost as she is, but
I'm telling you, they crazy out here.
Yeah, so, like, he definitely, like, I told you they was crazy.
Yeah. We go to Gabe saying, you are my milk of magnesia. I love you and all of you. I want to be with you. And Jay's like, aw, I will kiss you, but I am not going back to the pores. Look at me. And he's like, I don't know anything about you. And she's like, well, how about knowing this? And pulls the hammer out. And I'm like, oh, my God. This escalated rather quickly.
I was going to be pissed if she killed him.
So that's my
question. Because she did say earlier about killing the confidant.
I caught that.
Now, I guess we were supposed to think that she was talking about Gabe, but she also is in the ones, not the ones who, the world beyond. And there was, I haven't Who's watched that. That.
Yeah, I haven't watched that.
Yeah, Jadis is also a character.
Who stars in that one?
These are kind of like separate characters. I think she's the only character from the original show that is over, because they do some CRM stuff over there. But and there was, I guess there was, they showed a scene of her killing somebody. I guess she was training or whatever. So I can't, that's who she was talking about. I guess we assume that the audience did not watch that show, because not I thought it was Gabe.
Yep, yep. Juwan, did you think she was going to kill Gabe?
I didn't think she was going to kill Gabe. Because of the timeline of this, this was what, 2 years ago or three?
We're back. I think this is 1 year ago.
One year prior.
Yeah. Okay, so this is 1 year. If this was 1 year prior, this would have been before Commonwealth, right?
I didn't even think about that. I was just in the moment, right? Yeah, that makes sense. All right. We go back in time, and Jadis and we're back to regular time, and Jadis and Rashawn are hashing it out. They're like, "Look, we're both at an impasse here. Let's try to like figure this out where everybody wins. Rick goes back with you, but we help you get a medical kit. Michonne goes back to Alexandria. When nothing happens, we'll say that I got injured from the crash. Everybody wins." Mm-hmm. And Michonne's like, or Jadis like, "Okay, I agree, even though I don't trust you guys." And she's like, "Psych, I'm gonna kill you." And then Michonne's like, "Psych, you're Barry. We're gonna shoot you." Mm-hmm. And she's like, "Damn, y'all double crossed me before I can double cross y'all." And Rick says, "You look like shit." And
I'm like, she looks horrible.
Like, Rick, I love these little jabs that Rick gives at Jadis, man. It's hilarious. I love those.
Because Jadis be sexually harassing him.
Mm-hmm.
Get your licks in.
Right.
Stop. Like, she be looking at him like, "Ooh, you are a snack, and I can't, ooh, I can't." And he just looks like, Juwan said. Exactly, okay.
Thirsty as fuck.
He's just like, get gross.
Please, Rick should have gave her one of those generic Sprites to obey her thirst.
Have you seen my wife?
Yes.
Have you seen
Look at you, look at us.
Right. All my niggas, we rich as fuck. So we come back to Gabe, and he says, "Ann, you never really left with us." And she goes full Black Panther in the plane. "You're wrong! All of you are wrong!" And she says, "I cannot do it." Meanwhile, back in the day, Michonne says, oh, this is where she pulls the gun on her. She gets attacked by the walkers out of nowhere.
The Three Stooges walkers, yes.
Right, they come back, and she's like, "You know what? It's time for me to find God. I'm going to tell y'all about everything
that I've done. My boyfriend's a Christian, so."
Right, "I am so sorry for everything I did. I let Gabe go." They're like, "Who's Gabe?"
Yeah, she just randomly started talking about Gabe. Like, she was just like, "So Gabriel gave me this." Gabe? He said, and she just like completely blew up Rick's spot. Like, "So Gabriel told me that she was going to propose, but you, the bridge happened."
She just started spewing everything.
Yeah, she.
She mad because she can't smash Rick, so she's just going to blow up the proposal. That's cute.
Right. Speaking of blowing things up, she's like, "Look, I'm going to die. I've told you where all the documents are.
Yes.
Would you please leave the CRM alone?" And Michonne goes full Cersei. "We're going to burn this to the ground." Absolutely not.
Let me tell you something,
"We're
going
to kill all of this shit." And she's like, "It's time for me to die now." And Rick's like, "Much obliged." Bang, bang, bang. Trick-a-touchy, bang, bang, bang. And he gets her up out of there.
Do you want to do a moment of silence for Jadis?
Let's do it. That's enough. Right. Let's go to what I assume was Jamel's favorite part of the episode. I don't know this. We haven't talked about it, but let's get into it. Come back from commercial. And Rick says, "Till my last breath." I know Jadis blew up my spot. But till my last breath, Black woman, I am yours. And so she says, "It could have only been you, and I am yours as well." And this nigga gets down on one knee, gives her that plain Jane ass ring. Trash.
They're gonna have to go to Zales or something.
Right, because all I remember is Glenn found all types of rings.
But he got it off the locker.
He took them off of Walker's.
Right. Gabriel was just like, I'm not doing that. Let's just get one. Let's find one. Okay.
A single tear fell out of my eye at this moment when they were talking about my love, because their love, because I was like, dang, she gonna die next week too. Oh, and it's gonna be crazy. I mean, it just at that point, I'm like, yeah, they can't be together. One of them's done. And I think
I'm not even going to entertain that theory. But no, okay. He said, what did he say? He's like, it's always been you, Lori. Mm-hmm. Yes, it's only ever been you.
Yeah.
And to my last breath, I have gone black. I am never
going back. I will never go back.
Did you see you in them shorts? And here's another thing about those shorts. I have to say.
In those shorts.
Another thing in those shorts. She rolled up the cuff. Did you notice that?
God, I love that. I've
done that move before, okay? I mean, that move on purpose.
Girl, gym shorts 101, any type of little hooping shorts, y'all roll them up.
And it makes the booty pop better.
Yeah, absolutely.
She knew what she was doing. Oh, man. Which is why Rick was so mad that Jada woke him up.
He's like, nigga, I was just about to get in sideways.
Man. You know that's what he was thinking.
Absolutely. That shit marinated. Mm-hmm.
But yeah, the Bridgerton part was really, really sweet. Yeah. And I laughed because she was definitely like, this is the last thing I ever thought was going to happen. Not the proposal, but just like
me marrying a white man.
I'm pretty sure, because her boyfriend, the deceased guy, the father of her also deceased child, was Aldous Hodge. Okay.
I don't know what that means.
Aldous Hodge, did you see Black Adam?
With The Rock?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Did you see?
Absolutely not.
Well,
okay.
Shit.
You didn't see The Invisible Man?
Have you seen Invisible Man?
I haven't. I should have seen Black Adam, though. I'm going to watch it, though.
Okay. Well, either way, if you see him, you would recognize him. I'm putting it like that. You'd absolutely recognize him. I say all that to say he is super fine.
Okay.
So she's probably just like, yeah, you ain't normally my bag, but I like you.
Him or his name from Mea Culpa?
She's definitely going Aldous Hodge.
Aldous Hodge is Michonne's nigga?
I don't know. Aldous Hodge is Michonne's dude.
Or Jonathan Majors.
About that.
Are you done with him now? But he's got his Coretta.
He
got his Coretta now.
Yeah, maybe Aldous Hodge. I don't know. Aldous Hodge and Trevante Rose, those are neck and neck right there. I don't know how I could decide. Are top two. But no, like, yeah, she was just like,
I got multiple holes.
That was the last shit I would have expected, but you be putting it down, okay? Listen. Mm-hmm. And I swear, Rick be watching, and I meant to say this like a while ago. I feel like Rick used to watch BET.
Uncut?
Yeah, probably. But no, like...
he had to sneak and watch it. Okay, Lori, what are
remember
you doing?
When he was remember when he was... in the very first episode, like, he would dream of Michonne. Mm. She didn't have braids in his dreams. I mean, she didn't have locks in his dreams. She had...
Right. Braids. Well,
what do you know about braids, you country bumpkin? Mm. He was watching BET.
I could see that on the same tip. Or he's like, look at him, fantasize about fat asses again.
He's probably looking at Kelly Rowland like, oh boy.
Oh my God. Anyway. Oh, we go to Gabe. He's ready to meet Jadis the present day. And Rick done took care of that because she is nowhere to be found. She is out here dead. And he's all sad. But
where are they? I'm guessing that like in the woods.
Right outside. Yeah. Somewhere.
Yeah. Well, they're nowhere near Wyoming.
Yeah.
So, did y'all have any other thoughts on the proposal and them being a couple?
I don't mind it as I'm just a little tired of the overly kissing. Like, nah, we know y'all in love, okay? Y'all in love.
Okay? I like it.
I like it. It shows the passion.
I like it.
They were gone for years.
This is what you're trying to go for. You think if you can't see Selena for 8 years?
Well, yes.
I see how you be loving on her. Okay.
Yes.
Cut it out.
Yes, true. Did you notice the little A at the end where it kind of
her little burial site again? Last of Us type shit.
Like the other helicopter was going to somewhere that had smoke.
That was to pick them up.
They're
going back. That was the little checkpoint.
They got her helicopter. She came there in the helicopter.
Oh, okay. I thought they was coming to pick them up.
I thought they took her PBR or something.
Yeah, I thought because he was like when they're walking, they're like the checkpoint's right over there.
Well, it could be. I thought I saw a helicopter.
It doesn't matter. The point is, they're on their way back. Yeah, they're on their way back to the CRM.
That kind of annoyed me. I don't know. I'm not even going to lie.
That rubbed me the wrong way. I'm like,
leave
them
motherfuckers alone. Let them have
us. Yeah.
That's why Michonne's going to die.
Like, who's to say that they're actually going to, like, ransack her room?
Her room and find and look
for a dossier.
Yeah.
Right.
Like, read this in case I can come back. Look here
if I die, right.
Right, if you get back quick enough.
I do want to ask y'all for your predictions moving forward, because that is the end of the episode before we get into the little bit of feedback I got.
Okay.
Mine is already Michonne's dying. So.
Okay, I'm thinking Thorne dies.
Okay.
I'm thinking she dies. I'm thinking at least old white man gotta die.
She'll come back as Cynthia Di Robinson.
Is either gonna be Thorne or the old white man
that you gotta kill the general.
Dies. Yeah. And I don't think as far as the CRM is concerned, we're probably gonna find out who it is. I would like to see if it has an overarching connection with the entire narrative. Like we find out, for example, that I think Georgie is dead, right?
Who?
Georgie. She Maggie left with her when she went to the ABC show.
I don't know who that is.
Okay. Know. You don't remember that?
I don't remember what character that is.
Okay, it was very brief, but I don't think the CRM is gonna get taken down, but I would like to see when the veil is lifted on the CRM that is connected to the main show.
Do you think we get anything with what they're working on? Like, why do they automatically believe in him? Because she said Rick is about to get whatever the term they use, I forgot. And so they're gonna do that and use that a way to get out. So
well, the CRM wants to bring the world back as it was. So they want to make America great again. So I am interested in that part. So
like, what is it? What does that mean?
Does that mean
they're building a wall?
I don't know. I think it is. It has to be some type of. It has to be something terrible. Now, only thing we see the CRM is taking out like random groups of people, but if they're going to bring the world back and do something, like, are they trying to do it like a eugenics type of situation where only the strong, best, you know, beautiful people get to live?
But they don't like the strong people though.
No, I don't know.
Like physically, the only the strong survive type shit?
Yeah, like, you know, who's going to make a better society? We got to get rid of, we can't have too many blacks, we can't have too many other minorities. We're going to make the world back right.
Right. Oh, white is right. I can see that.
I guess with me, because this is me thinking, operating on them saying that this is a limited series.
Mm-hmm. They got to give us a season two.
Yeah, it feels like we got to be a season two.
Okay, they have to. But
operating
on the fact that they intended for this to be a limited series, they're going to fuck some shit up at the CRM. I don't really know how. They're probably going to find out the Echelon briefing. Something's going to happen. But
do you think we get some of what's his name's explosives that he left Michonne? Like, she gonna blow some shit up for real?
She's probably gonna, because she has to get her katana back. Well, remember, she got, like, he gave it back to her, so it's probably in her room.
Oh, okay. Yes. Did she not drop it anywhere? I thought she dropped it.
I'm also kind of thinking she might Rick might tell Thorne about Michonne.
She should know.
I think we're gonna get. I do think we're gonna get a one-on-one Thorne versus Michonne.
Yeah, but I say all that to say, operating on the intent of this show being limited, I think they're gonna end it with him. Like they have to end it with him seeing RJ. They have to.
Right.
That's what everybody's coming Junior. Here for.
Right.
Right. That's what everybody's watching this show for. They want him. They want to see him with his son, man. Like.
Yeah, you're right. They cannot end this. If this is, you know, like what you say, if this is a limited series, they cannot end this.
Yeah.
With them in they with them to. Like standing over the ashes of the CRM, they have to go back to Alexandria. Yeah. Get to Alexandria.
Yeah. It's gonna be somehow like they're gonna get away or something like that. But
do it in if a fucking they
destroy
helicopter.
That thing, if they destroy the dossier. Then they could be home free. You know what I mean? But like, either way, something's going to happen. Maybe they're going to be like, hey, y'all, there's a better way. Maybe we could do it like this. Or I don't know. But either way, I'm going to be incredibly disappointed if it ends with him not seeing RJ. I'm going to be really, really disappointed.
Yeah, hard agree.
Right. So we got feedback from Samantha. Hey, boo.
What's up?
Hey, Samantha.
Love you, my spicy Latina. We'll go with this. First question is, will they ever get home? And I'm going to say one of them.
I'm going to say both of them. I'm yes. Okay. It doesn't even need to be long. It can be a 2-minute scene. But I just
yeah, like the last like 2-5 minutes or whatever like that. Yeah.
Yeah. I need to see them in Alexandria. Both of them, Devin.
Oh, okay. Last little bit is, I don't know what's wrong with them, but I would not be going to the CRM. I would just go home.
Right. It so, doesn't make
it. I would have just left too. I don't understand Michonne's. I guess it's get back over her friends that she met for 12 hours.
Yeah, she mad.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know how she would think that they could do
she
it.
She holed up with Nat for a year though.
Oh, right. Forgot about the winter they spent in the mall.
Yeah,
forgot about that.
She was like, that was a year away from my kids.
Right. I did like that last week, how they finally said that she does care about her kids, even though, because we thought she was on some Maggie and Beth type shit. She don't get.
I never thought that.
Oh, I did. I was like, she don't care about their kids? Oh.
I mean, people have been saying that, but like, yeah, she wasn't intending to be gone that long.
Right, so. That's all I got. That's all I got on the pod as well, but I'm excited about next week. I don't want Michonne to die. I just want to reiterate that. I don't want her to die.
You keep on calling it. Good deal. Yo, finale next week.
To see your reaction.
If he does not meet RJ, I'm going to be pissed.
Yeah, you got to at least.
I will full bald move.
Oh, the whole time. I would understand it at that point. I don't want her to die. I just want to put that out.
No, I understand that you don't, but that's what you think is going to happen.
Like, I feel like they're not going to let us get, like, the happy ending.
Well, maybe they can make us like Thorne and have her killed.
Yeah, they can do that. That can also, I would take that as a substitute.
Because it's like, okay, they didn't need to kill Rosita in the finale, but they did. They wanted us to have some sex. So yeah, I feel like we're going to get something like that.
That was extremely sad. No, they can't do that for 2 shows in a row, though, dude.
Okay, we'll see.
Because they can't touch Rick again, because that would be just an old hat.
That new ass. Not even new. I don't even know if it's new. I just didn't appreciate it like I should have. Jeez, I'm sorry.
Kind of a hater back in the day.
Right. I must have been.
Yeah, Juwan always said it's always been her.
Right. John used to be heavy on Michonne, and I'd be like, I don't see it. But I do see it now. Mm-hmm. I do.
Okay, fantastic. Well, that is it for us. And with all of that being said, Jamel, where can they find you on the internet?
You are able to find me on Twitter or Instagram at Jamel My Bell. That is JamelleMyBelle. If you're looking to find me anywhere else, it's none of your business.
Until all right. Only Feeders back open?
I mean, unless you pay me.
Okay, right on.
No, and Devin?
You can find me on Twitter and X at Devin Lamar.
With 2 R's.
Talk about it.
And you can find me on Twitter at JTD. That is JAYTEEDEE.
Right. What is this quiet storm?
Quiet storm is
black men don't cheat. Jeez, Juwan, what are you trying to do out here?
We thank you very much for listening. Appreciate every single last one of you, and we will talk to you next week for the Walking Dead, the ones with the new ass.
Oh my god. Oh man. Sound like Rick.
I get it. Right when she slutted about. She really does just slut it about. Whole series.
Farewell, y'all.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Yo. Hey, bro. Hey, I know it's early, but Kendrick, this J. Cole.
Stupid ass. Come on, man. It's friendly competition, bro.
No, it's not friendly this time, bro.
Bro, what are you talking about?
He dissed them.
You talking about K-Dot?
Yes.
Mr. Morale.
Yes, him. Yeah.
It's Mr. Morale, bro. He got morals and shit. That nigga not doing that shit for real, bro. It's kidding around. They best friends, nigga.
No, that's why I thought he the big stepper right now, bro. He really dissed him.
Oh, my God, bro. Let me hear, bro. Damn, bro. You ready? Waking me up for this. Come on. Who beat is this?
That was Metro. It's Metro beat. Metro and Future.
Boy, Metro Future and Kendrick Lamar jumping?
Well, they just Drake too.
Wait. Let me hear. Yeah. Why that beat so hard?
I don't know.
No, something not right. Something not right. No, he's talking about Cole right there. He talking about Cole. Cole said he be walking around with a stick.
Yeah.
Nah, it's up. Nah. K-Dot, no.
Why are you fully clear?
Because I knew something was up, bro. I knew something was up. I couldn't sleep right. Nah, hell no. Man, what the fuck is the hillbillies doing, bro? Nah, bro. PG Lane, bro. I'm following y'all. This is what you doing, bro. They want to jump and shit. Okay. Who is it? We got Cole. We got Drake. Shit. 21 then probably jump in, right?
Maybe. I don't know.
All of Dreamville. Bro, I swear to God, bro. Metro better stop cheating and make a beat for everybody, bro. Something not right, bro. I'm telling you, something not right.
Don't even worry about it. I'm already leaving, bro.
What?
Ain't no big three. It's the big me. I know you heard it.
Man, I'm telling you, bro. Cole coming back, bro.
He's not ready for Cole.
Yes, he is. Yeah, you can go, bro. I'm telling you, right? You can go.